insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the contents of 39th verse of Surah Rum, so let's listen to the verse and we'll be back again with more explanations.
وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ رِبًا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُو عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ
And whatever you give for interest to increase within the wealth of people will not increase with Allah. But what you give in zakah, desiring the countenance of Allah, those are the multipliers.
So, dear listeners, previously we mentioned that regarding this verse, there is one most clear commentary that is most consistent with the concepts of the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt and the concepts of the other verses of the Holy Quran altogether. And the translation, or better say, the commentary would be that what this means, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِبًا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ This kind of riba is a kind of lawful one. It is acceptable. Our jurisprudence, our fiqh, does accept this kind of riba because there is no prior agreement. There is no prior setting that you receive more from the one who has borrowed your money. So, moving on, there is another commentary which has been mentioned on this verse, and it says that the purpose in this verse is unlawful interest. According to this commentary, in fact, the Quran intends to compare usury with pure expending and to say that although usury is apparently an increase in wealth, but it is not an increase with Allah. The real increase is found in expending in the path of Allah. Upon this foundation, they consider the verse as a preliminary on the prohibition of usury. That at first, before the migration of the Prophet ﷺ, it was stated as an ethical advice, and later, after the migration of the Prophet of Islam, its prohibition was gradually announced in three surahs of the Quran, in chapter Baqarah, in chapter Al-Imran, and in chapter Nisa. Of course, there is not any contradiction between these two meanings, however. What you need to notice is that the verse can be rendered into a vaster scope of meaning, which contains both the lawful interest and unlawful interest. And both of them may be matched with the expending in the path of Allah. But the concept of the verse is more consistent with the first commentary that we mentioned and sufficiently discussed in the previous episode. So, the apparent of the holy verse shows that here an action is fulfilled that has not any reward, but it is lawful, I mean, this is what we understand from the apparent of the verse. So it says, it will not increase with Allah. And this meaning fits with lawful interest rather than unlawful interest, because it has neither any reward nor any sin mentioned. So this means it is not a thing that causes the wrath and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said before that the Islamic narrations approve it too. Let us have a break and we'll be back.
وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُو عِندَ وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ
So, brothers and sisters, we said that when this verse says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِبًا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ It will not increase with Allah. This meaning fits with lawful interest rather than unlawful interest, although there are other commentaries that are not so famous that believe that the verse is talking about unlawful interest, by claiming that the verse is a kind of preliminary on the prohibition of usury. So, it is also necessary to be mentioned that the Arabic term mud'ifun here does not mean increaser, but it means the possessor of the increased reward. So, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ And whatever you give in charity and zakah, seeking pleasure of Allah, it is these persons that shall get manifold. So this mud'ifun does not mean increaser, but the one who receives, the possessor of the increased reward. This matter must not be neglected. That the word du'af and mud'af in the Arabic philology does not mean increase, but they mean twofold and several folds. And in this verse, the word means twofold at least. So, because the Holy Quran in other occurrence says, whoever brings a good deed shall have 10 times its like. So, concerning the reward of loan, it increases into 18 times, as in a tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. We can see that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, it has been written on the door of paradise that the reward of loan is 18 times and that of alms is 10 times. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.